he got out of the bath and walked right into a crisis. Chapter 1. Manifestation of a Girl's Dream. 1. This was the greatest peril Sakuta Azusagawa had ever faced. It was the first day of December, only a month left in the year, a Monday evening, already past 10. The living room, normally a place to kick back and relax, was currently crackling with an unprecedented level of tension. There was a current running in the air. They'd taken the kotatsu out just yesterday. The heater under the tabletop was on, and everyone's legs were inside the blanket around it, but he couldn't feel a trace of warmth. He considered lying down and pulling himself fully inside, but that wasn't a viable option now. Even stretching out his legs felt risky. No one had specifically demanded it, but Sakuta was on his knees, his back bolt upright, no trace of his usual listless slouch. It took only one glance around the room to see why. There were two girls seated at the kotatsu with Sakuta. On his right was an actress, a year above him at his high school. Her name was Mai Sakurajima. She'd been a child star, a household name across Japan. These days, she was filling major roles in TV shows, commercials, even movies. But to Sakuta, she was also his girlfriend. She had beautiful features that left a strong impression. Long, black, glossy hair only enhanced her beauty. She'd come directly from the film set, so her makeup was flawless, and she looked even more grown up than usual. If the circumstances were less extraordinary, he would have loved to just sit and stare. He was confident he could keep that up for 2 or 3 hours without a trace of boredom. But this wasn't the time. To his left was another girl, cheerily peeling a tangerine like she had not a care in the world. Her name was Shoko Makinahara. She was none other than Sakuta's first love and appeared to be a college student. Despite the ongoing crisis, she was simply helping herself to some tangerines and muttering, "Wow, that start." Did she have nerves of steel? They were in the apartment where Sakuta and his sister lived, but judging by how relaxed she was, it would be easy to confuse this for her home. Both Sakuta and Mai found themselves looking at her expectantly. It wasn't clear if Shoko picked up on that or not, but she popped the last piece of tangerine in her mouth, said, "Let me put the kettle on," and started to get up. Sakuta began.
"I'll do it,"
Mai said firmly. She was on her feet before either of them could argue.
"No, I should," he tried.
"Sakuta, you sit right there and figure out a good excuse," she snapped.
He didn't dare argue further. "Okay. Sorry." He settled back down. She was already furious, and it would be a truly terrible idea to risk antagonizing her anymore. Mai moved elegantly over to the kitchen counter. With a relaxed poise you'd expect from a girl used to being in her boyfriend's house, she opened the cabinet doors and pulled out the teapot, mugs, and tea caddy. She got water boiling in the kettle and readied a tray to carry everything. If only it had been just the two of them, Sakuta could have fully appreciated the blissful sight of his girlfriend making herself at home in his kitchen. But for the first time ever, he found it impossible to savor the moment. As Mai sprinkled tea leaves into the pot, she glanced at the side of the sink. Sakuta couldn't see it from where he was sitting, but she was probably looking at the drying rack. The dishes he and Shoko had used earlier were drying there.
Crap.
A shudder ran down his spine. Every muscle in his body tensed up, and a cold sweat formed on his brow. Mai put the lid on the caddy and slowly raised her eyes. She scanned the living room with feigned indifference. Her eyes lit on something at the back of the room, and he thought he saw a flicker of a frown. Was something over there incriminating? Sakuta turned to look and instantly saw the damning circumstantial evidence. It was visible through the big glass doors that led to the balcony. Laundry was hanging on the line outside. Sakuta's t-shirt and underwear sat right alongside Shoko's clothes. At least her underwear was drying in another room, but seeing their clothes hanging together was certainly the sort of thing that invited uncomfortable questions. It screamed, shacking up together.